This is VOA News. We are remote. I'm Krista Melton. 10 World Health Organization scientists will visit China starting on Thursday to examine the origins of COVID-19, according to a statement from China's National Health Commission. The investigation comes more than a year after the pandemic began and amid accusations Beijing delayed the investigation. A last-minute delay to the mission earlier this month earned China a rare rebuke from the head of the WHO. The team of experts will be expected to quarantine for 2 weeks upon arrival in China. After that time, they're expected at some point to visit Wuhan, the city where a deadly virus cluster emerged late last year. The U.S. and Australia have led international calls for an inquiry into the origins of the pandemic, putting China under significant pressure amid growing calls for accountability. Beijing has faced international criticism over its lack of transparency during the initial outbreak, while domestically, the government has praised its own handling of the outbreak and stifled any criticisms. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Sunday he plans to designate Yemen's Houthi movement as a foreign terrorist organization. The Houthis are the de facto authority in northern Yemen, and aid agencies have to work with them to deliver assistance. But diplomats and aid groups say the U.S. decision to blacklist the Iran-backed group could block the flow of aid to fight the world's largest humanitarian crisis, a famine that top U.N. officials say affects millions of people. It could also threaten regional peace talks the U.N. has been trying to revive to end the war between a Saudi Arabia-led military coalition that intervened in Yemen in 2015, fighting alongside government forces against the Houthis. This is VOA News. Australian police on Monday charged a man in connection with allegations a Sydney-based firm paid $78 million in bribes to secure lucrative Iraqi oil contracts. The man, who was not named by police, was identified in media reports as former Leighton Holdings executive David Savage. Police said a 60-year-old was charged with two counts of knowingly providing misleading information contrary to the country's Corporations Act. He was arrested on his release from 14 days in hotel quarantine after returning to Australia from France. The latest Australian arrest comes 2 months after a 54-year-old man was charged with foreign bribery offenses in connection to the Leighton allegations. Hong Kong's original stock market tracker said Monday it would make no new investments in firms listed by Washington as having links to China's military, as it also recommended Americans no longer invest in the fund. The announcement is the latest stark illustration of how tensions between the world's two biggest economies are causing headaches for international firms in Hong Kong, which has long served as China's gateway to global markets. Outgoing U.S. President Donald Trump issued an order in November banning Americans from investing in Chinese firms deemed to be supplying or supporting the Chinese military. Indonesian aviation authorities said Sunday they located the two black boxes from the Sriwijaya Air passenger plane that crashed shortly after takeoff from Jakarta on Saturday. Speaking to reporters, the head of Indonesia's Transport Safety Agency said that divers hope to retrieve the black boxes soon. The devices contain recordings of cockpit voice and flight data and could help officials understand why the Boeing 737-500, with 62 people on board, crashed into the Java Sea. North Korea's state media reports leader Kim Jong-un was given a new title, General Secretary of the Ruling Workers' Party. It's a post held by his late father and grandfather. It's largely seen as a symbolic appointment because Kim already has been the top party leader. But it is apparently aimed at bolstering his authority as Kim grapples with growing economic challenges at home. The Korean Central News Agency said Monday that the party's ongoing Congress, it's the first of its kind in 5 years, announced Kim's new title on Sunday during its six-day session. You can keep up on all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. We also have a mobile app that you can download to your mobile device. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton from Washington. This is VOA News.